So what is the best constraint for a first session? This is a quite common question, and I will ask Sandra Basic this question today and will answer it later. Hi, my name is Peter Kofler. I am the Code Cop. Obviously, I'm fanatic about clean code, and for many years I tried hard to develop quality software. Eventually, I had to change my motto to developing quality software developers. In this podcast, I will answer questions about facilitation, hosting, and participation of CodeTreats and any kind of hands-on session in general. If you have any questions regarding your CodeTreat, please send me an email or leave me a comment. In today's episode, I have a guest, Sandra Basic. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Peter.
So Sandra is a freelance developer. She is an organizer of SoftWerks Kammer Ruhrgebiet, which is a software crafter community. And she runs CodeTreats several times a year. And I'm really happy to have you here, because also we ran last CodeTreat together. So I'm now wanting to steal more of your experiences, right?
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
And let's right go to the question I asked in the teaser. So what is the best constraint for the first session?
When I start with facilitating code retreats, and special for Global Day of Code Retreats, you have many beginners in your group. My experience was, okay, let's start only with hacking. The only constraint was DD, because you have some beginners also for DD. So this was the first constraint. But with the time, I find out that the people not invest much time in coding, they invest much time in talking about the problem. And they put their pen and paper out and find out to make some drafts to explain what the problem is. And some years later, I see, it was a Global Day of Code Retreat also, I see a tweet on my Twitter timeline that someone introduced his code retreat with the constraint pen and paper. So they say no laptops, no computers, only pen and paper, and discuss the problem and find out on a paper what's the possible solution for this problem. And I try it out in one of my code retreats, and I find out for me this is the best or the perfect code constraint for the beginning when you have many, many beginners in your groups for a code retreat. So when I know, because I asked in the beginning how many people are the first time on a code retreat, when I see there's, I think, the majority, then I start with pen and paper on that side. So this will I say, okay, this could be a perfect constraint for the first session.
Thank you. So is the goal of pen and paper, so is it like an analysis session?
Yeah, it will be an analysis session that everybody has the possibility to go deeper into the problem, and then she or he can focus further session more on programming, because they discuss the solutions. And when we make the retro after the sessions, I ask often which kind of solution they found for this problem, and everybody could spread the possible solution in the group. And then we in the next session, when we mix the pairs, everybody has some experience with a possible solution. And then I find out that the people more concentrate on programming and not on the solution finding.
Well, that's interesting. Because from the classic CodeTreat, it's always said that the first session is just explore the problem. So that could be anything. And as you said, usually it's just session explore the problem, so just code it, whatever it is. I think taking away pieces is really clever in reducing the complexity, so we're taking away the actual implementation and they just focus on the problem. So I liked it. Yeah, please.
Yeah, and when you look at your job, you see very often that when you have a complex problem, developers very often are standing before a whiteboard and not for a computer. This could be another argument to spend more time on paper to find a good solution.
Yeah, makes perfectly sense. Great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Maybe one thing to add to this, because we can still give different tasks on the pen and paper. What surprised me on the last Global Day on the Friday, where Ilke was facilitating, she additionally gave the task to identify patterns. By this additional task, she was moving the session further away from coding and more into exploring game of life itself. Then we didn't even think about implementing, because it was like, what kind of patterns, like there's this blinker and the spaceship and this cannon or what you have, but more like, what's there? How does this work? And this worked, that at least after this first session, everybody understood the game completely, because everybody already had seen some patterns that have specific behaviors. Also, some had ideas about like, what's a good test case that contains all the rules, because we have seen some patterns. But there was nobody had yet thought about potential solutions.
Ah, great. So you find some domains on the problem. So you find a ubiquitous language.
Yeah, we could say it like that. So it was more focusing on the problem. Yeah. Basically, we were just painting generations on the paper and having a discussion.
Sounds interesting.
That was cool. So that's definitely the best constraint for the first session. Now we were talking about Game of Life, and we always have this discussion. Also, you said it while we were chatting before, and I have it with clients. After people have been to a few code retreats, maybe 5 code retreats, they start complaining. It's always the Game of Life. It's always the Game of Life. So what do you consider good alternatives for the assignment of the Game of Life?
What we did in Dortmund was we have a code retreat was in the spring, so it was not on a global day of code retreats. So we have many people that has some experience with code retreats, and when we said okay, the kata or the practice will be a Game of Life, the majority say, oh no, Game of Life, we always do Game of Life, could we do something else? And then we try out Mars Rover Kata. And for the people who doesn't know Mars Rover Kata, it's a kata where you can train solid design. And I have a good experience with this. After 3 sessions, some groups ask, can we change this kata? Because they always began with the rover, how to move the rover. And then we say, okay, try to solve the solution from the world. So you have the world with some bounded and some stones on that, and try to solve the problem from the world and not from the point of the rover. And so they had completely different implementation of this problem. So in my case, Mars Rover Kata for code retreat works.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Also, would you say is the Mars Rover like the same size of Game of Life? Like, is it from complexity? Are they like similar?
I think so. Maybe Game of Life is more complex, but you have in Mars Rover also the possibility to solve the problem from 2 point of views, like the Game of Life. In Game of Life, you have the possibility to start with the cell. Or you can start with the world. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the Mars Rover Kata, these 2 possibilities you have also.
You mean you can start as a rover, or you can start as a Mars? Mars and rover is just something on it. And
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. I was thinking about that because it was fun that you said, and then already they complained that they want a new kata. So, and we know that the kata is not the problem, right?
Yes.
But still, because I know the kata is not the problem, but they don't know, and I want them to be happy, especially on in-house events. So I would change something else. I have good experience with the snake, the nibbers, if you have used that, because that's also, it's very similar to Game of Life. It's 2-dimensional. Also, Mars are always 2-dimensional, so there's always a grid. Some people already hate grids at my clients. The snakes already has a grid. It has kind of iterations because it's like going forward. I would say it has the same complexity. You can also have different designs for it. And it's a game. And the game is like interesting to people because we are building a game. Game has another like feeling. It's something cool.
Yeah.
And I think Mars Rover also has that because it's the Mars Rover. Space, it's machine, it's remote control. So it's also a very nice domain. Have you ever tried other alternatives?
Unfortunately not. We have some code cutters evening events, and we try in this event some other cutters, but there was not a cutter where I can say, okay, this is good for code retreat.
Interesting. So I would say, to summarize this, you're saying a good cutter needs to have a domain so I can do a design, needs to have a certain size.
Yeah, and there should be a cutter where many solutions are possible. And solution, I mean not implementations like object-oriented, functional, maybe potential, and so on.
Thank you, Sandra, for these interesting ideas. I haven't thought about that. And it's always good to have a pair, like we do pair programming. I also love pair facilitation. And I guess I will change this podcast anyway to be a pair podcasting, because it's so much richer if we are doing things together, right?
Yeah. Pairing is in every discipline very, very awesome.
Well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is all for this episode. I'm Peter Kofler, and I wish you luck with your next code retreat or hands-on workshop. If you have any questions regarding your code retreat, please send me an email or leave a comment. I'm looking forward to hear from you about how your event went. Code retreats are awesome. Let's have more of them.